Well, there was a local story that caught our attention because someone is in dire need of not just prayer, but also financial support. She's been fighting brain tumors for 16 years. It started when she was 15 years old. She's now 31 and still battling, unable to work. And her name is Brandy Glass Aaron.
Brandy's from Hope, Arkansas, and she reached out to us last week, and we just wanted to share her story with you, and so we have Brandy on the show with us right now.
Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
Good morning, honey. It's lovely to have you on the show, although I wish it were under happier circumstances. Now, Brandy,
yes,
you are literally in the fight for your life, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
And your story touched our heart, and we wanted to highlight it. We wanted to give you the opportunity to tell your story, because really, right now, you're already a walking miracle.
Yes, ma'am. I found out I had a brain tumor when I was 15 years old. A scary situation, I guess. They took that one out, and we thought everything was fine. And on my fifth year of going back, they actually found another one. I was 20 years old at the time, and the doctor told me that if I ever wanted to have any children, I would have to have the tumor removed again. And it's in my pituitary gland, and he ended up taking two-thirds of my pituitary gland out. And so when he did that, something called Addison's disease, and what it is in cases of extreme stress, it can throw your body in a shock and you can have a heart attack. So I take medicine to control that or to try and control that. But then last April, they found it again. Last December, I went down to MD Anderson in Houston because I was kind of like the rope's end, I guess. I was 31 years old and really kind of tired of all of it. But when I went down there, he told me that it was inoperable, because it's setting right up against my carotid artery this time in my brain, and that if they took a chance in doing the surgery, then they're taking a chance at my life.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't take it out. And so I was put on this medicine to try and get it to stop growing. We're hoping that in August it has stopped its growth, and that's kind of what we're praying for.
Oh, that's our prayers too.
Mm. And you've got two small boys too, right, Brandy?
I do. I have twin 5-year-old boys.
Oh, we want to help, and we know that there's people listening right now, Brandy, whose hearts are touched the same as ours were. And so I know that you've set up a GoFundMe campaign. We have put links to that on 1017hotfm.com and also our Facebook page. We want to get behind your GoFundMe campaign because we do know, like traveling to MD Anderson and all of the associated expenses that go along with the treatment that you're having.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to try and alleviate some of that stress for you. So we're hoping that some of our listeners will go and support you. We're calling the campaign Hope for Brandy. And so the Hope for Brandy campaign, if you want to help Brandy, go to 1017hotfm.com and you can find the link there to help support her. We're going to put in $250 from Hot FM and help kick things off a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Brandy, we love you, and we really are touched by your story, and do keep in touch with us. I know you're heading down to MD Anderson, not next week, the week after, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
They're going to see if the medicine is working or if it's not working. Sorry, I'm emotional with all the help.
Oh, sure. Sweetie.
If it is not working, the next step is to do the radiation on my brain.
Mm.
Well, we're going to pray real hard that it's working.
Absolutely.
We're praying real hard that it's working.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, we want people to be able to help financially. And if you can't help financially, then pray.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, sweetheart. It has been lovely having you on the show this morning. And I know that people of Hope and Texarkana and everybody listening is going to be as touched as we are. And so go on over and help out Hope for Brandy.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, sweetheart. You little darling.
It's definitely been a long 17 years.
Oh,
it's nice to have people to help you.
Oh, Jai, I wish I could give you a hug right now, honestly.
People do care. You'll see that. You'll see that.
Oh, darling. All right, will you give me a call?
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
yes,
sweetie.
I will.
All right. We love you, and we're praying for you, and we're on your team, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, the little
sweetheart. Oh, my gosh.